The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Yud Dalid Amid Beis writes that Kol Hakore Kriya Shema below without wearing tefillin, bleed tefillin, is Kilu made Edus Sheker Al Atzmo. Anyone who says Shema, who reads the Kriya Shema, and they're not wearing tefillin, that's an Edus Sheker. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's an Edus Sheker. Halacha Maaseh Mami afterwards. What does it mean? It's an Edus Sheker. So the Pasha Pshat is because what are you saying in Kriya Shema? You're saying Ukshartem lo sayadecha, vayilchot afos beninecha, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin, I'm supposed to be wearing tefillin, it's so important to wear tefillin, and if you're not wearing the tefillin, that's highly hypocritical, it's two-faced, you're saying I value X, Y, and Z, I'm testifying that tefillin are important, that God chose to wear, and I'm not wearing them, that's Nedei D'Sheker B'Atzma. That's the Pasha Pshat, I'm saying Nedei D'Sheker B'Atzma, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah believes, as quoted by the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, back in the Sefer Brachos. However, if you look at Rashi on the spot, Rashi has a very, very small little strange comment, and the Sechus Baruch is right there on your base, on your Dalam base, pardon me. Rashi writes, you know what made this Eker, made Eid Sheker Al Atzmo? Rashi says, Lishna Malia. It's like a Lashon Sagi Nahar. Well, what does that mean? So usually, Lishna Malia, Lishna Sagi Nahar means like, you don't want to say something bad, so you say something good instead. The famous example is there, like, of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, one of them is Birkas Hashem. Right. Of course, it's not a, it's a mitzvah, it's not an avera to bless Hashem, it's a kalalas Hashem. Ah, you don't want to say that. Right, the famous, people have to remember the seven mitzvah, Noach, the big three, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph, Eber, Menachai, Beis, Birkas Hashem, Gimel, Gzela, Dalet, Dina. That's what you call it. It's a Beis, Birkas Hashem. What? So the answer is no, it's a Lashon Sagi Nahar, it's Lishna Malia. So great, I understand why you wouldn't want to say kalalas Hashem, because that's just so vulgar. Who would want to say that? So we say Birkas Hashem, fine. But how is this Gemara on your Dalet? Anything about Birka? What does that even mean? Made Eidus Sheker Al Atzmo. It sounds like, according to Rashi, who are you being made Eidus Sheker against? Not yourself. That was the Rabbeinu Yonah, correct. It sounds like you're being made Eidus Sheker against Hashem. Then what, if I take off my tefillin and mishma, how is it made Eidus Sheker against Hashem? We'll put that question on Rashi in the back burner, and hopefully we'll turn to a little bit later on. But it's a fascinating machlok as to who I'm being made into Sheker on. According to Rabbi Yonah, it's myself for being a hypocrite. It's the hypocrisy that triggers the Eid Sheker. And according to Rashi, it's Lishna Malia, probably Bar Hashem. But it's not clear exactly what that means. I should point out, not everyone holds this view in Rashi. The Levush doesn't think it's the correct read of Rashi. The Levush and Timothy Chafalov Sivkanalev writes, we think we'll get rain even without mitzvos. Hashem promises us rain with mitzvos, and that's the Eid Sheker, and it's Lishna Malia talking against Hashem somehow. But most likely, I shouldn't say most likely, I think the Pasha Pshat and Rashi is the way we read it. So therefore, what's going on over there? Now, the truth is, there's a great question one could ask, and this is, if you want to like really sharpen your skills, I think one of the great questions to ask almost always, and every halacha is, if you were the Rambam, or writing a parallel book, where would you put this halacha? What are the two major options? Either Hilchas or Hilchas Tefillin. Maybe Hilchas Eidus. That's interesting to think about that. I would have said you're an Eid Sheker. But that's almost like a totsah. That's like a reflection of the din. The din is you're supposed to wear Tefillin and you say Shema or say Shema with your Tefillin on. But that's like a great question. Is this a Halach and Hilchas Tefillin or Halach and Hilchas Kriyat Shema? Now, interestingly enough, the explanation we gave of the Rabbeinu Yonah that we understood, where would the Rabbeinu Yonah put this halacha? Hilchas Kriya Shema or Hilchas Tefillin? So I thought Hilchas Kriya Shema. Don't say Shema in a hypocritical way. Say Shema the best way possible. Say Shema with your Tefillin on. Surprisingly enough, the Rambam actually puts this in Hilchas Tefillin. And not only does the Rambam put it in Perek Daled Hilchas Tefillin, but the whole presentation of the Rambam sounds like you're supposed to wear tefillin all day, but if not, at least try to wear them for Kriyat Shema, for tefillah, at least that. It sounds like how you're supposed to wear your tefillin, and not a halach in Kriyat Shema. Now, let me just show you a few quick nafkaminas to sharpen the chakira, but we don't really understand this diuk that Rabbi Soloveitchik made, quoted by Rabbi Ganak in the Sefer Gan Shoshanim. We don't really understand Rabbi Ganak's diuk so well. It's a din and tefillin, they didn't meet. But let me just give you a quick nafkamina before I even explain what that did mean. So here's a nafka, a few quick nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one. Would this din of Eid Sheker, or saying Kriyat Shema with your tefillin on, would that it be limited to tefillin only, or maybe even kriyat, or maybe even, let's say, tzitzis? If let's say you say kriyat shema without tzitzis, would there be equal eder sheker? Would it be equally bad, wrong, incorrect? Or, no, maybe it's halacha only tefillin, tzitzis. It's certainly great to wear tzitzis, but there's no difference between wearing tzitzis with your while you're saying shema or not. According to the Rabbi Yonah Mahalik, who holds it's a din in kriyat shema, L'chor it should extend to tzitzis as well. If you want, the Magen Avraham quotes a Zohar, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham quotes a Zohar, who believe that's taka true. It's a the sheker to say Shema without tefillin, it's a the sheker to say Shema without tzitzis. However, not everyone subscribes to such a theory. If it's a halacha in Hilchas tefillin, like where the Rambam places it, maybe one would limit this din to what? To tefillin alone, and would not extend it to Hilchas tzitzis. Sounds like a very sharp machlokes, which depends upon our chakir, if it didn't tefillin or it didn't tzitzis. Another quick nafkamina. Interestingly enough, on Tisha B'Av, there's a minhag that Rabbi Soloveitchik and the Soloveitchik family has, many others as well, to read Kriyat Shema by Minchatan. Out of curiosity, does anyone have that minhag?
You adopted it, or
you... I adopted it once. My father doesn't do this. I adopted it because it's a cool brisker minhag.
It's what is
the
chakras
or seven? No, in addition to. The Mishnah Berurah thinks this is a terrible minhag. The Mishnah Berurah very strongly opposes to it. It's in Simin Tov Kuf Nun Hesif Kran. Hey, Mishnah Berurah thinks it's a unnecessary Aveira of Talmud Torah. You're not supposed to be learning Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, so don't say extra Kriyat Shema. You've got to be crazy. So what's the Soloveitchik explanation? No. If it's a halacha in Kriyat Shema, who makes more sense? The Mishnah Berurah. You fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema earlier on. You're not doing anything now except for unnecessary Torah. However, if it's a halacha in Tefillin, so this morning you didn't wear tefillin because you don't wear tefillin by Shacharis time. So when do you put on your tefillin? By Mincha. And since there's a din of wearing your tefillin and saying Kriyat Shema with them on, Mincha makes an incredible amount of sense. Okay. So we saw two nafkaminas to this hakira. One is the minhagan Tisha B'Av, and the other one is, would it apply to other things beyond tefillin, would it apply to tzitzis? I should add in the Meiri and Brachos on Daf Yadal Nebez writes as well that it applies to other things. Magen Avraham and Simon Chav Dal Tzivka and Gimel mentions that. The Aruch HaShulchan and Ches Aleph mentions that. And the Levush writes, no, it's a diuk based upon the Rambam, and the Pashup Shah and the Rambam is the way we explained it. However, I should point out that the Levush actually has another suggestion for the Rambam, which is maybe tefillin is a mitzvah chiyuvis, while tzitzis is a mitzvah, tefillin is a mitzvah chiyuvis, while tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore it's not as matzei the sheker. You can get out of it, but certainly it sounds like this chakira is a great chakira. So what then is the svara? Why then would you be a din of wearing tefillin and then say kriyat shema with your tefillin on? I understand, again, the way the Rabbi Yonah explained it, that if it's a halach and kriyat shema, don't lie. But if it's halach and tefillin, what's the din? So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained brilliantly. People, I'm sure, are very well aware. There's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam versus Tosfos. How many brachas on tefillin do you make? For example, how many brachas on tefillin do you make?
Two.
Norman, how many brachas do you make?
One.
Sfardim, the people who follow the Gra, make one. Anyone else make one bracha? Okay. Sfardim and people who follow the Gra make one bracha on tefillin. Most Ashkenazim follow the Rama in general and particularly here and make two brachas on tefillin. Interestingly enough, after we make our second bracha Ashkenazim, there's a minhag that the Rama quotes, which is to say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Vay. Where does that minhag come from? So the Mishnah Berurah famously explains what? It's a safek brachos. You don't know if you're supposed to make the bracha or not. So, since there's a halacha, we make a bracha levatala. He said, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Vay. So here's a safek bracha levatala. So what do you lose? He said, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Liolam Vay. That's the Mishnah Berurah's explanation. However, there's a lot of problems with that Mishnah Berurah if you think about it. For example, how many other suffix brachos in the world do we tell you make the bracha and say Baruch Shem? The answer is zero. It's unprecedented. Usually suffix brachos we say L'hakeh. And if it's a machlokis, for example, do you make a bracha on the minhag of saying halal on Rosh Chodesh? So that's a machlokis, the Chachmei HaTosfos versus the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, the Rambam paskins like Tosfos, and Sfardim again, don't make a bracha on halal of Rosh Chodesh. It's not like they make a bracha and then say Baruch Shem Kivod. And even the Rambam says, full force, make a bracha and don't say Baruch Shem Kivod afterwards. Unless you think maybe it's because it's in the middle of Hallel, women. The women make a bracha and mitzvah sasei shazman gram. It's machlokas, tosis, and Rambam as well. The same, probably the same machlokas, at least perhaps. Ashkenazi women, if they sit in a sukkah, lift up a lulav, they make a bracha on all these mitzvahs. Sephardi women, for the most part, don't. The overwhelming majority of Sephardi women don't. There are a couple small Moroccan communities. Well, a few.
I think it's
It's taken off.
Yeah.
It's the liberal world has made it to the Sephardim as well. All right, one generation later, it just takes a matter, you know, Ashkenazim got to America one generation earlier. Moroccan, is a Moroccan custom to do that. I know Rav Mora told me his mother used to grow up making brachas on lulav and esrin. And she grew up in Morocco, I think. So that's not, you know, that was not the liberal world making its way in there. In any event, why don't women say Ashkenazim and make a bracha and say Baruch Shem Kavod? The answer is because usually you just paskin, you don't say Baruch Shem Kavod. So it's pshat. Rav Soloveitchik offered another explanation, which is almost very similar to what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Rav Soloveitchik says, you want to know why you say Baruch Shem Kivod? It has nothing to do with Baruch HaLevatol. When do you say Baruch Shem Kivod in Halacha? Baruch HaLevatol is one model, is another model, after Makabal Omachut Shemayim. For example, Kriyat Shema. Rav Soloveitchik argued, Tefillin has a kiyum of what? Kabbalah Malchut Shemayim. And that's why when you're done with your brachos, you could say, or should say, Baruch Shem Kivod, L'mayin Naf Kamina, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should say Baruch Shem Kivod pretty quickly after the bracha. You should be careful not to say it before you affix the tefillah, because then it'd be a bracha levatala. Right, you make the bracha, Ashkenazim, affix the tefillah, make sure it's tight, and then quickly say Baruch Shem Kivod. According to the Rabbi Salvation Mahalach, you could say it a few minutes later, what's the big deal? Because it's not on the bracha, it's on the wearing of tefillah in it. Says by Soloveitchik, what does that mean? By Soloveitchik explains that the entire yisod of tefillin is focusing on Hashem and keeping machshavos tahoros and focusing and concentrating in kavana and purifying your thoughts. What's the best way to purify your thoughts and make sure they stay on God? The answer is, well, if the whole idea of tefillin is kavos ha-machut shamayim and focusing on God and recognizing, you know, that Hashem, when you're crowned in tefillin, and keeping everything pure and focused towards God, the best way of doing that is by saying Kriyat Shema. And therefore, maybe the din of saying Kriyat Shema with your tefillin on is a way of enhancing not the Kriyat Shema, but the tefillin. And that may gufa be Rabbi Soloveitchik in the Mishnah Berurah, again, Lashitasa. The Mishnah Berurah who follows Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Soloveitchik, who is Moshe, should explain the Rambam Shita. Maybe goof for this. If this is correct, let me share with you one more quick thought. I'll take around the questions afterwards. If this is correct, perhaps this is what Rashi has in mind. You want to know why you're made Eidu Sheker Al Atzmo, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because if you say, God, you are like 95% perfect, that's not a 95% compliment. That's a 5% insult for God. Any withdrawal, any curtailing, any minimizing, any lack of completion, in terms of being Mekabal HaMalchut Shemayim, it's mamish like an insult. And therefore, if you put on your tefillin, but you don't do it the proper way, you do it without the Kriyat Shema, not like ba'onis, but you dafka don't say Kriyat Shema with your tefillin on, that's like a curtailing, that's a tier 2 version of Kabbalah HaMalchut Shemayim. And that is testifying falsely about God, because a complete, proper, emistic testimony about God says He is 100%. And therefore, perhaps that's exactly Pshat and Rashi. He learns like the Rambam, that's a din in tefillin, not like the Rabbi Yonah, that's a din in Kriyat Shema.